This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my pleasure to welcome you in to another edition and another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our regulars, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, is going to be hanging around, and we're going to be talking about lots of things, including some of the stuff included in the daily blog that Tom and his crew do such a wonderful job with at ConsumerGuide.com. It's called The Daily Drive. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 855-660-4261. If you have any questions of any automotive kind whatsoever between Tom and myself, we'll figure it out or we'll make something up, either one of the two. But you'll be satisfied by calling in and just reaching out and saying hello at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie, again, is picking up the phone calls. Email-wise, Bob at AutoWorld Radio seems to be the one that you guys like the most. So Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, the SEMA show is history. I did not make it out there this year. The last time I was out there, I believe, was 3 years ago. Hope to get back there soon. It's always a bit of a circus, but a very entertaining one. Let's go to suburban Chicago and welcome in the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I am very well, thank you.
Did you or any of your guys go to SEMA this year?
No, we seem to be surrounded by people who hit SEMA pretty hard this year, but Consumer Guide did not head out that way this year.
It is just my mammoth show, and I know several very high echelon journalists who always go, and for whatever reason this year they didn't go either.
Yeah, it's an interesting show. One of the difficult things about SEMA is figuring out how to put a rope around it and actually write about it. There is so much to see there, and the aftermarket equipment scene is so diffuse, it's really hard to know what it is to write about. If you're a journalist more or less like you and I, Bob, the thing to probably cover is what manufacturers do out there, because there's often a number of reveals. Like Ford's always doing a lot of stuff out there, and we did cover a little bit of that at Consumer Guide. But just the wheels, the aftermarket parts, the body kits, there's so much there that it's impossible for anyone to cover meaningfully.
It's true, and I know the folks at FCA had a large display, and in the past that has turned into production vehicles. It was at SEMA a few years back that they first showed a all-wheel drive version of the Challenger, and of course that came into production, and it was at SEMA that they showed the wide-bodied variation of the Challenger that we now know as the Demon and the Hellcat wide body, and the latest one, the Hellcat Red Eye Edition wide body. So some good things do, in fact, roll off the SEMA floor. And in the past, there have been some world debuts there and some important debuts, and including the Raptor, which surprises me all the time. And rumor has it that we're going to see a Ranger version of the Raptor as well. This vehicle, part of Ford's specialty team, is the most successful of all of them. And when you stop and think about all the different vehicles over the years, from the Mustangs, you know, down to the Focuses and the F-150 Lightning and various other ones that came along over the years, it's amazing to me that they call the Raptor the biggest hit of them all.
Yeah, that is interesting. And go back a little bit to SEMA, too. You had mentioned Dodge or FCA's present out there. And I know they revealed a crate motor that anyone can pick up and buy from FCA. It is a 1,000-horsepower version of the Hemi engine, the Hellcat engine, that you can just pick up off the shelf if you wanted to stuff that in any car you have ready to accept such a thing.
Wow, very good. Find yourself a Miata, and I don't know, space-wise, we got a problem under the hood, perhaps space-wise. We'll have to reconsider that. But it's a great show, and they close now with a consumer event called SEMA Ignited, and haven't gotten reports from that. Most likely many attendees are just sobering up now, but it's always we'll get the lowdown on it one way or the other. Meanwhile, back in the real world of automotive journalism, I understand the folks at Acura held an event out at their headquarters showing off the lineup for 2019, and your man Damon Bell was out there, and it's interesting that the sports car, the NSX, I have not driven this vehicle. Have you driven this vehicle, Tom?
I have not personally gotten behind the wheel. I think everyone else on my staff has, so I don't know what exactly I'm doing wrong.
It is not fair.
But the word
totally
is good that it's a legitimate supercar and actually quite the value, too.
Yeah, and I guess they've made some little changes to that as well, but must have been a pretty impressive event to bring journalists out and show the full lineup like they did.
Yeah, one of the most interesting things about this event, I think, is the recurrence or the reemergence of the Acura ILX, the vehicle that Acura introduced a few years ago that seems to have just gone completely quiet. The public really didn't respond to it, and they haven't done much with it since. But the ILX is Acura's Civic-based, you know, sports sedan, and they've really significantly updated that for 2019. It's going to retain the 2.4-liter engine, which you can no longer get in any version of any Civic, plus the full suite of safety equipment and a freshen inside and out. And I think they're just a little bit more serious about making this a player in the near-luxury compact car category.
Yeah, that would make a whole lot of sense. I remember the last time I was in the vehicle, I was impressed. I mean, you knew it was a Civic, but nevertheless, it had some very good attributes, and I can see in such a crowded field of potential other vehicles to purchase, Honda's got to really play a little bit of catch-up, so they're doing that for 2019.
Yeah, we'll see if that category opens up a little bit now. Mercedes-Benz is going to be calling attention to it with the launch of its A-Class sedan for 2019, which I think is going to have a base price pretty close to $30,000. So we'll see if there's some interest there. I mean, if the market actually opens up a little bit. As you know, and we've talked about before, consumers are shying away from sedans in general, so this may not be a place where we're going to see an expanding market, but we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just something we'll have to watch and see. You guys recently had an opportunity to take out a rendition of Toyota's RAV4, the 2018 RAV4 Adventure Edition. And as we've talked about in recent times, Toyota definitely stepping out styling-wise. And I think it's a good thing. And this vehicle definitely is going to gather some attention.
Yeah, the RAV4 Adventure is a really interesting vehicle, and I think it's probably going to go on a brief hiatus because an all-new RAV4 is around the corner. But the Adventure, if you like the RAV4, you're going to like the RAV4 Adventure. It is basically a RAV4 with a little bit of off-road flavor to it, a slightly raised ride height, some bigger fenders, and some rocker panel treatments to make it look more like an off-road vehicle. None of this stuff really affects the rider handling, which are very good. This is a very good crossover overall. And this was added just a couple of years ago to kind of get people into the fold at Toyota who maybe thought that the RAV4 looked just a little bit too streetable and not quite SUV rugged enough.
Yeah, that seems to be a definite factor when you talk about SUVs. People want it to make sure that it gives the message that they are rugged and outdoorsy,
yeah, yeah.
even if it never sees a dirt road. They still want that look. We'll take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. How about some of the best and worst resale value cars? That's what Tom's got up his sleeve. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Let's talk about resale value. Tom Appel is with us. publisher of Consumer Guide, consumerguide.com, Consumer Guide Automotive, and don't forget about the blog, which is available 100% free of charge. And on Tuesday, Tom, you send out a little bit of a reminder for folks as to what's in this week's edition, so to speak. Tell us more about that. Tom? We lost him. How do you like that? Lost in a Chicago snowstorm. Well, I don't think it's snowing in Chicago, but we'll find out. Mackenzie's on the case, and he's giving him a call. He wasn't on a cell phone. It didn't sound like a cell phone, but who knows? In the world, let's go back to Chicago and bring forth the one and only Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I am good, thank you.
All right, well, we are back, and we're talking about resale value, and this is an interesting list you put together, 10 vehicles with the best resale value, and also vehicles with the worst resale value. A couple of these surprise me, and a few don't, but let's take a look at this list. Oh, they're calling in here. Why are they calling in here? They should be calling to 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Doesn't do any good to call into the mini home studio. Call into Master Control and talk with Mackenzie at 855-660-4261. Nissan's Leaf makes the list of vehicles with the worst resale value. Now in its second generation, I'm not surprised in a way. I mean, these first renditions of the electric vehicles are definitely a little bit of a dicey investment.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there when calculating the resale value of electric vehicles. First, a lot of the demand is on the West Coast, and when vehicles drift out of California or any of the green states, Oregon, Washington, places like that, there's a couple of East Coast states where they're very popular too, their value sinks. Additionally, in the green states, there's on top of the federal tax credit of $7,500, there are additional incentives in green states as well. But effectively, some of these vehicles have discounts of as much as $10,000 that take place after the purchase of the vehicle, and that is not calculated in the resale value. So when you see resale value of an electric vehicle, a Volt, a Leaf, a BMW i3, those numbers are based on the transaction price at the dealership or the new car list price and do not take into account that discount that does effectively lower the price of the vehicle for the user owner.
So theoretically, somebody who's really in love with a Leaf or the first generation, I was going to say the new Volt. I like the new Volt so much better than the first incarnation. If somebody really likes that vehicle or somebody likes the first edition Leaf, theoretically, somebody could get a bargain.
Yeah, they're an incredibly good deal used. Even at some place where the resale, you know, the used car values are a little bit jacked up, like CarMax, you see Leafs and Volts there for around $10,000, which is just a great deal. And they're not going to depreciate much more. All that depreciation has been washed out of them. So you can enjoy an electric vehicle at a very low-risk situation.
Another vehicle with not very good resale value. Matter of fact, the five-year value retention is 28.9%. This is the BMW 7 Series, the flagship sedan, with an average new price in 2013 of $94,292. Average used price of a 2013, taking it into consideration, the study was done for 2018, $29,290. Boy, that is enough to make anybody who ever want that car very excited, and anybody who expected it to retain its value, I would imagine, quite a bit shocked, because here we've got the flagship sedan of the BMW range. What's your speculation as to why it takes such a nosedive?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things things at play, and you'll see that there's other luxury vehicles on this list as well, and specifically luxury sedans. I think two things happen. One, the maintenance cost of things like large German sedans are very high, and I think that used car shoppers who would consider such a vehicle are relatively savvy to that situation, so that they know that they're buying into something that's not going to be that affordable, even used. Secondly, we've seen a lot of movement out of this segment. So in 2013, there are just a lot more people looking for large luxury sedans that are not looking for them now. And I think that reduced demand is putting a lot of downward pressure on these resale values.
Another vehicle falling into the same class as the 7 Series is the S-Class from Mercedes-Benz with a 5-year retention of 30.1%. This is an over $100,000 car that just really sinks in value.
Yeah, it really does. And again, I think some of this is the movement away from sedans and into crossovers, because one of the things you will not find on this list is any German luxury crossovers. They tend to all be sedans. And I think that, yeah, people just aren't that interested in these cars anymore.
Recently, a couple of months back, when I was looking around for a used car, I was curious, I saw an ad for... it wasn't new. It was probably like a 2006 7 Series, and it had over 100,000 miles on it, but the price on it was ridiculously low. It was like $3,000 and change, and I went and looked at it, and guess what wouldn't work on the vehicle, Tom, and no wonder the price reflected that. The complete MMI system on the vehicle was inoperable, would have to be repaired or replaced. I mean, and in that vehicle, which doesn't have that many redundant controls, I mean, I don't know if you can even put the heat up and down or the air conditioning, but you're in trouble. But somebody bought it, so it goes to show you, if somebody wants to spend some big bucks on some high-end parts, they can maybe find a deal.
Yeah, that's interesting, because that car, and you're right, I don't remember what systems were redundant back in that model year, but I know the audio system is not going to work at all, which seems like a huge detriment to car ownership.
Yeah, which is a huge shame, because it was a very expensive audio system in that vehicle,
right,
as well.
Right.
Another vehicle with a low resale value is Ford's Fusion Energy model. 30.6% is a 5-year retention. And this, of course, is it a plug-in variant of the hybrid Fusion? Is that what the Energy is?
Yep. Yeah, that's the plug-in hybrid. And this was... available with a federal tax credit of $4,001, something like that. It had an 8 kilowatt-hour battery, or 9 kilowatt-hour battery that qualified for part of the federal tax credit. So that's one of the things that was priced into this car, and sort of makes this car reflect poorly at resale value. Although even if you calculate that out, the resale value is not great.
Yeah, we're going to have more vehicles with low resale value, and then we'll talk about high resale value cars, and that's just the beginning. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The man who police say shot and killed two women in a Tallahassee yoga studio and wounded five others before killing himself reportedly ran it on a video on YouTube in 2014, belittling black people and women, who he said caused him to become a misogynist. In another video, he complained about an invasion from Central America. Tallahassee mayor and Florida Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum says Americans need to be more tolerant.
We used to be able to disagree principally on the issues, but the fact that that kind of rhetoric and disagreement is now leading to political violence, in my opinion, is unacceptable.
Meanwhile, President Trump, campaigning this past week, called Tallahassee one of the biggest problem cities in America and said Gillum will not do good things for Florida. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says an investigation concludes there's no evidence from witnesses to substantiate any of the claims by several women of sexual misconduct by Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide. Consumer Guide Automotive. And Tom's got this outstanding blog. And Tom, why don't you take a few moments to tell folks all about the blog that you put up and the little kind of notification you send out once a week to give people a heads up of what they can look forward to.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on at Consumer Guide these days. ConsumerGuide.com is where all of our new car and used car reports live. Watch that spot. In 3 weeks, we're going to be announcing our 2019 Best Buy picks. They will all be appearing there, so you can go through those. There will also be a blog post to steer people that direction because it's big news for us. The CG Daily Drive blog, which you can get to from ConsumerGuide.com, is where our long form drive report. Live. We try to have some fun with the news. We talk about things like resale value there. But new articles every single day, so please check that out. Also, you can keep track of what I'm driving and what I'm doing on Twitter. I'm Car Guy Tom on Twitter, Car Guy Tom. So give me a follow. And if you see any cool old cars, let me know about them on Twitter.
That's good. I like that. Car Guy Tom. That's a good handle, so to speak. We're talking about cars with not so good retention of value, resale value, basically. And the next one has a 5-year retention of 31.7%. And this is a vehicle I definitely love, both in coupe form and in grand coupe form, 4-door coupe. This is the 6 Series from BMW. I've had the opportunity to drive both of those vehicles and have always been very impressed with them. But again, those vehicles, it doesn't take long for them to really, you know, retain a fraction of what a person could have paid for it.
Yeah, again, the 6 Series BMWs, which I'm with you, I've loved many of them. Very expensive new, and one of the most expensive ones I'd ever had the chance and opportunity to drive was absolutely a thrilling vehicle. It was the M6 Grand Coupe. And for people who don't know, the Grand Coupe is actually a sedan with a very rakish roofline and a lot of compromise in terms of rear seat space, but that's where the great silhouette comes from. But an absolutely gorgeous car, not selling especially well, probably because the utility isn't quite there. It's more of a coupe than a sedan, hence the name. But they're expensive new, but they are absolutely a joy to drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Other vehicles on the not-so-hot list when it comes to resale value, as we're getting into that luxury sedan marketplace deeper and deeper, the 5 Series from BMW, 5-year value retention, 32.7%. And in addition to that, the Mercedes E-Class with a 5-year retention of 32.8%. Again, as you said earlier, this seems to be a trend, people moving away from these high-end sedans towards the high-end crossovers or SUVs.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of action, too. Mercedes is doing very well in crossovers. The Mercedes-Benz GLE, which is the mid-size crossover, and the GLC, which is the compact crossover, both selling exceptionally well. And I'm sure that people are trading these cars in on those, leaving a glut of these sedans out there. So if you're a European car bargain hunter, mm-hmm. The bargains are out there.
They are. And also, throw Jaguar, as they like to say it, the XJL, which is the current XJ that doesn't look like an XJ. Many people have in their minds what an XJ is supposed to look like. Well, Ian Callum did a fine job, but it is totally different from the previous generations. But a car with a great interior and a striking profile, and available with some really mammoth power plants and all-wheel drive and all kinds of goodies, but a 5-year retention rate of 33.6%. So it's not only the Germans, now we've got the British / Indians having the same problem.
Yeah, and the XJL is kind of an underappreciated car. I don't think that the traditional Jaguar shoppers and the kind of people who would be looking for a large sedan, to your point, recognize this as a Jaguar. Very rakish roofline, and it's very roomy inside, too. It's a very nice vehicle, but it does not really look like a Jaguar. It's very expensive, just not selling that well overall.
Yeah, no, it's not my favorite in the Jag lineup, to say the least, but be interesting to see what they do with the next generation. Chevrolet's Impala is on this list with a 5-year retention of 33.8%, and boy, this would make a fine used vehicle for somebody.
Yeah, this is a heck of a great deal used, and the reason for this resale value is the easiest to understand. General Motors just pumps a lot of these into fleet usage, and that's what's going on with these. And a lot of these, if they're rental fleets or if they're light business fleets, they turn these things around pretty quick, 2 or 3 years, which means that there's just a lot of these cars out there used available, and too many of them for the market to absorb.
And now let's flip it over to the other side of the fence, vehicles with the best resale value, and I would certainly recommend if you're in the market for a new vehicle, you should definitely look into value retention rates, because it's such a big, if this is a vehicle you're going to hold on to for quite some time, it's a very important consideration. Also, I always tell folks, Tom, to check with their their local insurance folks or their national insurance folks and find out what the cost is going to be to insure that vehicle where they live, because that can value, that can vary quite a bit and can kind of tip the scale sometimes value-wise. But with a five-year retention rate of 72.7%, it's the four-door Jeep. It's the unlimited Wrangler. The traditional Jeep, once again, Tom.
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. It's incredible, too, because FCA has apparently got an awful lot of leeway to raise the prices on these vehicles, and I think they've been doing that, and the used values have gone up along with them. I think there's a lot of people who are surprised to learn now that a Wrangler can easily top $50,000, and an alternative to a new one is a used one, which I think buyers have realized.
And the two-door variant also has a great five-year retention value of 72.7%. People love to customize these and have lots of fun with it. Personally, not a highway car. That's all I can say. Don't go drop by in this car and then make it your daily drive if you have to commute on the highway, because it is a little more off-roady than on-roady, if you get my drift, Tom. I've always found it to be not the most comfortable car to ride around town in.
Yeah, and to that point, the new versions, which were just released for 2018, the all-new Wranglers, are better on the highway than they've ever been before. But people do buy these vehicles and use them as crossovers. And it's the sort of thing that I would do, so don't do what I do, do what I say. But test drive other crossovers as well. If you intend to use these for fun, or if you want something like a great convertible where you can remove the entire top, you can't beat a Jeep Wrangler, but they're not the world's best crossover alternatives.
Also, in the lineup of cars and vehicles with great resale value is the Tacoma, the truck from Toyota, 70.5% five-year retention. Those are some pretty decent numbers. And again, with the ever-escalating prices of everything, I mean, there's another vehicle, if you're shopping new versus used, it's not that big of a difference.
No, and the Tacoma, much like the Nissan Frontier, has an incredible enthusiast following. One of the things that the Tacoma has is legitimate off-road credentials and all sorts of aftermarket parts available for it. And I think Toyota's done a great job of cultivating that, and that means that there's young people who can't afford new ones chasing after these.
Absolutely. We'll wrap up the vehicles with the best resale value, and then we'll go for a spin in some other new vehicles. It's all with our friend Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this story?
Tom Powell is visiting us. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, and coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to be hearing all about the 2019 best values. I can't wait to talk to you about that, Tom. But right now we're finishing up a piece that you did about worst resale values and best resale values. We told everybody about the Tacoma from Toyota having great resale value. So does the Tundra.
Yeah, and I don't think that this should surprise anyone. The Toyota Tundra, full-size vehicle, obviously, doesn't sell as well as those from Ram or Ford or from Chevy or GMC. However, Toyota doesn't chase sales to the same degree that the big three makers do. And you're very unlikely to find rebates or blowout sales or any sort of discounts on the Tundra. It just sort of quietly sells about 200,000 units a year to people who really want Toyotas. And the result is that there's really nothing there to dilute the value of these vehicles, and thus the resale is really strong.
Very true. With a five-year retention rate of 62.2% is Nissan's Frontier. And I like the picture you have of Frontier pulling the classic Z car there from the 70s. That's a nice little clip art you got going on. And again, this is a vehicle with a lot of loyal followers.
Yeah, and again, like the Tacoma, this is a really high-quality off-road vehicle. A lot of parts available for it, so it's an enthusiast favorite. The other thing that's going for it is it has been, and I'm not sure it is at the moment, the cheapest pickup you can buy in America. So the initial prices are also reasonable is the wrong word, but reasonable compared to other pickup trucks.
with a five-year retention rate of 61.9%. Toyota's 4Runner rings the bell, and this is always a popular vehicle and really holds its value well.
Yeah, it's also arguably in a class of one. There are not a lot of, there isn't another body-on-frame midsize SUV available anymore. A lot of people argue that the Jeep Grand Cherokee gets close to being that, and I guess it does. That isn't actually body-on-frame, but it is a legit off-roader. But in many ways, the 4Runner is really the only vehicle in its class, and people recognize that.
Now, a few more trucks to throw your way, and if you are a proud owner of a Silverado from Chevrolet, you should be pleased because your vehicle is in the top list here of resale value, five-year retention rate of 60.3%, and that's pretty darn good to say the least. Same thing can be said from the GMC Sierra, five-year retention of 60.1%. That's nothing to sneeze at. And another truck, the Ram 1500 with a five-year retention rate of 57.3%. So all those big trucks do pretty well.
Yeah, they really do. And the prices on those have been creeping up every year, so I think that just draws attention to the used vehicles. Also, I think that there are places in the country where just everyone wants a pickup. Pickups have gotten pretty expensive. The average transaction price of a new pickup runs about 10 grand over the average transaction price of your average new vehicle. So they get expensive well-equipped, and I can see why there'd be a strong market for them used.
And to wrap up our cars with the best value, Subaru's Impreza has a five-year retention rate of 57.7. And that's one of the things that always draws me to the Subaru brand, plus its uniqueness, the all-wheel drive factor, the flat engine factor. You've got a lot of pluses going for this vehicle.
Yeah, you've got a vehicle that owners love. People who buy Subarus love Subarus, and there's always a market for them used. And there's this reputation for incredible reliability, and that has been my experience. My family has owned Subarus. Additionally, the all-wheel drive it's just a really great, simple, reliable system.
Yeah, we have owned two Subarus as well, and best resale value I ever had on a vehicle when I had to sell my Forester. And right now, actually, my wife's car is an Impreza, so I have plenty of seat time and ride a long time in that vehicle to analyze it thoroughly. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're talking all about cars with a great resale value and cars with not so great resale value. But let's get back into the heart of things and talk about some other cool items. Another thing that I love that you do is future collectibles, and touched on this one before, but I had a couple of people email me about it, and that's the front-wheel drive variant of the Chevrolet Impala SS from 2006 to 2009. A lot of people didn't even know that they made this vehicle.
No, it was really interesting because I don't know what happened. It doesn't seem like a General Motors thing to do, especially in the era. But they found a way to stuff the 5.3-liter V8, very nice engine, sideways under the hood of the Chevy Impala. And it was also under the Buick LaCrosse and the Pontiac GXP, the Grand Prix GXP. But the Impala was probably the best-selling of the bunch, and the vehicle was very quick, as you might expect. But it also had a wonderful side effect, a wonderful or really annoying, and that was incredible torque steering. You had all that torque under the hood of a front-wheel drive vehicle that came on immediately, and as you were driving it, it wasn't so much that the wheel was yanked out of your hand, as that you were pulled into this wide arc as you were doing like a flat-out 0 to 60 run. Very strange sensation, kind of entertaining, probably not the best handling vehicle out there.
Absolutely true. Let's talk about some other cool things on the horizon, including something that I've got to touch on with you, and that's the Mazda Miata, the Miata Grand Touring Edition you had in recently, the 2019, And, boy, this latest generation of the Miata is definitely a good-looking vehicle. I know it's impossible for you to get in one without the top down, but you got to hand it to Mazda's styling department as far as getting it right. And I finally got a chance to sit in. I didn't get a chance to drive it. The RF, the retractable hardtop convertible variant, and very well done, but, you know, it does get a little bit pricey.
Yeah, the pricey thing's unfortunate, and I don't know that Mazda has a lot of leeway on pricing because luxury, and not luxury, but safety equipment is safety equipment. There's not a lot you can do about that. But the great thing about the MX-5 Miata is that it retains as much as possible that pure essential driving experience that the original Miata had. And that's difficult to do because the vehicle has gained weight, the engine's gotten a little bit bigger, safety equipment has been added, and you would think that that might dilute the experience. But people who love this car still love this car, and it's a joy to drive. For 2019, it picked up some horsepower. It now requires premium gas, but the net effect is just a more responsive and really more rev-happy engine. So that's net a good thing, I think.
Absolutely. Another vehicle that's gone through the Consumer Guide's garage recently is the 2019 Kia Forte EX, and Kia continues to surprise the industry and surprise consumers with quite a wide range of vehicles. How did you guys find this Kia Forte in EX trim?
One of the nicest surprises we've driven in a long time. You know, the benchmark vehicles in that class, really the benchmark vehicle is the Honda Civic, which is an absolutely wonderful vehicle. And if anyone just goes out and buys a Civic without test driving anything else, they're probably just going to be fine. But if you're thinking that, you should probably check out the Kia Forte as well as other vehicles. You should always test drive a bunch. But the Forte is surprisingly refined, surprisingly roomy, and it's priced very competitively. And I think people will be surprised. I think they'll be surprised by the refinement. It just feels like a bigger, quieter, more substantial vehicle than it is.
And another vehicle that is sung in a lot of ways, although it does well, certainly this is the best-looking one that they've made to date, is Toyota's Avalon for 2019. And you guys had it in the Touring Mode edition, and this is a little bit more sportier than your regular Avalon.
Yeah, the Avalon, for people who don't know, mechanically is identical to the Lexus ES. And for having been redesigned, the Lexus got an F-Sport edition, which seems contrary to that vehicle's very refined nature, much of the way that the Avalon Touring might seem just a little sportier than you might expect an Avalon to be. But rest assured that the general refinement of this vehicle is not disturbed. It is still primarily a great place, a great vehicle to take four or five people around in great comfort. Excellent highway vehicle, and very nicely built.
Everybody check out the Daily Drive at consumerguide.com. Tom Appel, as usual, a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for coming along for the ride.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, Bob. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour. My name is Bob Long. Check out my website when you get a chance, autoworldradio.com.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.